This is Avi Uniglicht, your tech concierge, and you're listening to Tech Talk Tips and Observations. You can be part of the show. Just call in, ask a question, contribute a comment, and I look forward to hearing from you. You can reach me anytime at www.askavi.com. Thanks for tuning in. Today's Tech Talk tip is an observation. It's your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. As a listener to free podcasts, you likely are a user of other so-called free social media apps and internet services. When you engage in these so-called free venues, what are your expectations? Do you have any expectations? After all, the services are free. How do we even define free? Is it free simply because you, as a user, don't exchange money for the services you receive? Or are you exchanging something possibly even more valuable than your money? You may be giving up your privacy, your ideas, your habits, your contacts, your relationships with those contacts, your time, your likes and dislikes, and more. In exchange for these things, do you expect the free services you get to actually work as if you were paying a huge subscription price for them? I know some people that do. Does the service provider actually owe you something in return when you don't offer up a consideration in terms of money? Is it simply an understanding between you, the user, and they, the provider, that things should go as you expect them to go? What are the contractual terms between you and that of a free service provider? Do we take the time to read and understand the legal jargon and agreement, the so-called terms of use contract? I ask these questions as I often suggest that expectations are fraught with disappointment. What is it that we should actually expect of anything or anyone? In a written contract, we should expect the party to deliver what they promise to do or adhere to. And there are legal consequences spelled out in a proper contract to those that don't adhere to the terms. When no agreement exists, do we contrive one in our minds that we simply believe should be in place as fair and reasonable people would normally expect from similar situations? Now, of course, I'm not a lawyer. And this is simply an observation. So if you have an interest in the possibility that your expectations exceed that which a free service has given in return, I'd recommend you consult a professional to help you determine if you have a standing to pursue a remedy. After all, it was free, wasn't it? What did you expect? Perhaps you have changed the way you interact with free social media apps and services, and your approach is one you'd like to freely share. I'd like to hear from you, and so would my audience. Please call in or message me with your input. I'll update this briefing with your comments, and we will all learn from your feedback. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do on my podcast episodes at anchor.fm/AskAVIE. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglicht, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a tremendous
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.